We're on the telephone with Brian Jennings. Brian is the Executive Vice President for the American Coalition for Ethanol, ACE, based in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Well, Brian, news today, making it official, I guess, that President Obama will nominate Gina McCarthy as the new head of the EPA, replacing Lisa Jackson. So what do you know about Gina McCarthy?
Well, we know that EPA is not the most popular federal agency in rural America, but the EPA also is placed in charge by Congress of implementing some policies that are critically important to rural America, including America's ethanol policy, namely the renewable fuel standard. We know that Gina McCarthy, Ken, was intimately involved in going through the review of E15 and eventually played a pivotal role in helping make the decision at EPA to approve E15 for 2001 and newer cars. She also, as I referred to earlier, the renewable fuel standard, has really been in charge of implementing the renewable fuel standard. And we've been happy with that for the most part. There are certainly a few areas where we've had a disagreement with how EPA has implemented that program. But on balance, we feel like this is as good of a nomination for ethanol as one can make. And we look forward to working with her.
Of course, she's been in charge of the air and radiation division. So, as you said, she's been pretty involved in the renewable fuel side.
Well, that's exactly right. Her division or department within EPA handles all things renewable fuels. And so she's familiar with our industry, which I think is important. You know, I hope she takes the time that Lisa Jackson never really did to get out into the country to meet not just with farmers and ranchers, but with biofuel producers as well. You know, we met with Lisa Jackson during our fly-in 5 years ago right away, and you know, we were hoping that that would initiate sort of an ongoing dialogue. And you know, I think Lisa Jackson, Secretary Vilsack of the Agriculture Department, mentioned this, didn't potentially make the effort that she could have in reaching out to folks across rural America. I know Gina McCarthy has done some of that. I know she's been to Iowa and toured farms and ethanol plants and biodiesel facilities. And as you say, she's in charge of all of these policies, and so we're looking forward to I suspect she'll be nominated. I suspect there'll be some controversy there, as there always is, but we look forward to working with her.
Okay, I see also that the president is going to appoint an individual as the new energy secretary, if I'm pronouncing it right, Ernest Moniz, a MIT professor. How important is that to the renewable fuels?
You know, you would think the energy secretary would have a significant role over renewable fuel policy, but the truth is there is very little that the energy department plays except for making some grants or loans to so-called advanced biofuel energy projects. So, you know, it's important that the people that the president nominates understand the importance of the RFS, understand the importance of E15 and consumer choice and the role ethanol plays in our economy and energy security. But it's also true that the Energy Secretary doesn't have any direct influence over ethanol policy in Washington. Now, that being said, you know, we also had serious disagreements with Stephen Chu because he seemed to go out of his way to criticize corn ethanol when he really did not need to be doing that. And we know that he had sort of a love affair with electricity and electric vehicles and the energies of, you know, 2050, not the energies of 2015. And so we're hoping that this new energy secretary is someone that, you know, we can certainly work with. But honestly, Ken, there isn't a whole lot at this stage that Congress puts in the hands of the Energy Department when it comes to renewable fuels.
Would you say that the Obama administration and I guess Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack in particular have been pretty friendly to renewable fuels for the past 4+ years?
I would absolutely say it without hesitation. The president has been a very strong supporter of renewable fuels. The people that he has surrounded himself in the White House, by and large, have as well. And you named, you know, the person that so often is the champion for renewable fuels within the Obama administration, and that is Tom Vilsack. I don't think there's been a more effective national spokesperson in the cabinet for ethanol than Tom Vilsack ever. That's my opinion. And so, you know, we're delighted that he's staying on as the Secretary of Agriculture, and we just really enjoy working with him and his staff. And, you know, we'll rely on him to continue to work with EPA and the Energy Department, because he's done that in the past, and he's reached out to them to help educate them about the importance of renewable fuels. And we know that Tom Vilsack will continue to do that.
So I guess in summary, Brian, I guess you'd say you're pleased with the Gina McCarthy appointment?
We are. You know, there are rumors about other names that may have been nominated, whether it's someone from the California Air Resources Board or others, Ken, and we are pleased that Gina McCarthy's been nominated by the president. We know the president is a strong supporter of renewable fuels. We believe that Gina McCarthy understands the importance of the RFS to our country and the importance of E15, and so, yeah, we're looking forward to working with her.